Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for coming to class today. So today we're going to be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 9, text 12 to 14. Okay, so we're going to start from text 12. I'll read that, 12 and 13, and then we'll read 14 together. After translation, after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all those different Vaishnavas became devotees of Krishna and began chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Text 13. Translation. O Lord Ramachandra, descendant of Maharaj Raghu, kindly protect me. O Lord Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon, kindly protect me. So now we go to today's verse. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. While walking on the road, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant this Rama Raghava mantra. Chanting in this way, he arrived at the banks of the Gautami Ganga and took his bath there. Purport. The Gautami Ganga is a branch of the river Godavari. Formerly, a great sage named Gautama Rishi used to live on the bank of this river, opposite the city of Rajmahendri. And consequently, this branch was called the Gautami Ganga. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Srila Kaviraj Goswami has recorded the names of the holy places visited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there is no chronological order of the places visited. However, there is a notebook of Govinda Das's containing a chronological order and references to geographical positions. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur requests the readers to refer to that book. Anybody got a copy? Probably not. According to Govinda Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Trimanda from the Gautami Ganga. From there, he went to Dundiram Tirtha, another place of pilgrimage. According to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, after visiting the Gautami Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Mallika Arjuna Tirtha. Bit of a contradiction there. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Sumiritam Jena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Jitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upagadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Namam Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Bastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pajarine Nirvijesa Sunivadi Pastachade Sitarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Chivasti Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastapurla Ishmadi Shri Ram Swami Tinamini Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitana Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So I'd just like to take permission from all the assembled Vaishnavas that I can speak on this most elevated subject matter and book Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Although I'm not qualified, for some reason I end up sitting here. It's what Krishna wants, I suppose. Hare Krishna. So it's been a couple of weeks now since we spoke on this chapter, because we've been having these six Ashtikam verses. So I may do a bit of a recap, but that'll be later on. So this chapter is called Lord Chaitanya Visits the Holy Places. And here, Lord Chaitanya is arriving at the Gautami Ganga. It's said in the Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto, chapter 21, that the Ganga comes, there's three ways the Ganga comes. One is, which we're all familiar with, is when Vamanadev pierces the outer covering of the universe. And one tiny drop of the causal ocean, just one drop from the causal ocean enters and washes the Lord's lotus feet. And that is one way the Ganga comes in. Another way is, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, is that Lord Shiva was performing kirtan with Narada Muni and Ganesh. Lord Shiva was singing, And Narada Muni was playing his veena, and Ganesh was playing the madanga. And it said that the kirtan was so melodious that Lord Narayan came out, and he said, "This kirtan's making my body melt." So Lord Narayan's body melted, and it became liquid Brahman. And that liquid Brahman, Lord Brahma kept in his kamadelu, his pot. And he washed Vamanadeva's lotus feet with the water from that pot. Any other ways that Narayan himself became the Ganga? So there's three ways. And this way, the Ganga purifies the three worlds. It said that when the Ganga comes down, she comes in four directions, north, east, south, west. The southern portion of the Ganga was kept in Lord Shiva's head. And that was divided into two, the Bhagirath and the Gautami Ganga. The Gautami Ganga was brought to earth by Gautama Rishi. And this is where Lord Chaitanya is visiting right now. And the Bhagirath was bought by King Bhagirath. He had a chariot, and Ganga was following the king on his chariot. And finally, she arrived at a place where the king's ancestors' ashes were. And by touching, by Ganga Devi touching the ashes, all his ancestors immediately went to the heavenly planets. So this is the main reason most people bathe in the Ganga, because they want to become free from sinful reaction. But as devotees, we don't emphasize so much on bathing in the Ganga as we do as bathing in the holy name like we did this morning, which is far more potent than bathing in the Ganges. The Ganges may purify someone over a very long period of time. And the Ganges will not give what Lord Chaitanya has come to give. The Ganges may take away one's sinful reactions of many, many lifetimes. And in this way, slowly one can come to a higher understanding and may eventually come to pure devotional service. But that's very, very slow. It's a very slow way. But what Lord Chaitanya has come to give, one can have immediately, just like that. So we see that so many people, they come, they bathe in the Ganges, and then they leave their sinful reaction in the Ganges. So the Ganges, she didn't want to come down, because she said, if I come down, then everyone's going to bathe in me and leave their sinful reaction, leave their sins, and I'll be overburdened. And then the Lord said, no, don't worry. My pure devotees will come, and they will eradicate all the sinful reaction like that. So it's a very nice verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 379, where it says, "One who says that 10 million Ashwamedha sacrifices are equal to chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna is undoubtedly an atheist. He is sure to be punished by Yamaraj." That's quite an intense verse, isn't it? Yeah? And then in the purple, Prabhupada talks about the eighth offense against chanting the holy name. To consider the chanting of the holy name to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activity or karma kanda. So if anyone thinks that bathing in the Ganges is the same as chanting in the holy name, chanting the holy name of the Lord, then he comes under this category, which is not a very good place to be. And then Prabhupada goes further on to say, he says, "Go koti dhanam grahane gagasya prayaga gango daka kaupavasha yagna yutam meru suvana dhanam govinda kirtina samam satamasi." And the translation is, Even if one distributes 10 million cows in charity during an eclipse of the sun, lives at the confluence of the Ganges and the Yamuna for millions of years, or gives a mountain of gold in sacrifice to the Brahmanas, he does not earn 1/100th a part of the merit derived from chanting Hare Krishna. In other words, one who accepts the chanting of Hare Krishna, one who accepts the chanting of Hare Krishna to be some kind of pious activity, is completely misled. Of course, it is pious, but the real fact is that Krishna and his name, being transcendental, are far above all mundane pious activity. Pious activity is on the material platform, but chanting of the holy name of Krishna is completely on the spiritual plane. Therefore, although Pasandis do not understand this, pious activity can never be compared to chanting the holy name. And then in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:30-37, it says, "Dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the holy places of pilgrimage. Is not such activity pleasing to those who are actually afraid of material existence?" Yeah, so when a pure devotee goes to a holy place, just like we see pictures of Prabhupada, videos of Prabhupada bathing in the Ganges. So the Ganges is becoming purified from all the sinful reaction of all the sinful people that have been going now. One can only get prema from a pure devotee. So Lord Chaitanya, he's walking on the road. So now he's traveling. If you look at back chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya's travels began. He first went to Katwa, and he took sannyas from Keshava Bharati. And immediately after sannyas, he said, "I want to go traveling." And he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but Nityananda tricked him. And it's that whole pastime where his staff is broken and thrown in the Ganges. But then eventually he ends up. So eventually he ends up in Jagannath Puri at the house of Keshava Bharati. And Keshava Bharati was the head of the Brahmanina caste there, and he was an impersonalist, Mayavadi. But as soon as he came in contact with Lord Chaitanya, he became a pure devotee. Lord Chaitanya liberated him. So he stayed at Keshava Bharati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. He stayed there for some time. And then he said, "I'm going traveling. I'm going traveling to South India." So this is chapter 7. This is where Lord Chaitanya's travels actually began. And then one day he just decided to leave. He didn't, and he's described the pastime where Sarvabhauma, upon seeing Lord Chaitanya leaving, he faints. He falls unconscious. And then Prabhupada says in Prabhupada, "This is the nature of a great soul. You can't understand. He's like hard as a thunderbolt or soft as a rose." So in this instance, Lord Chaitanya was being as hard as the thunderbolt. Because he had more important things to do. Lord Chaitanya spent 24 years in Navadvip. And then he spent another 24 years in Jagannath Puri. But those 24 years in Jagannath Puri, he spent 6 years traveling throughout the whole of India. And it's described that those 6 years are considered the Lord's principal pastimes. If you Google principal and you look in the dictionary, what comes up? First thing comes up is first in order of importance. Just like in I think in America they call the headmaster the principal. All right, he's the most important person. So this is considered the most important part of Lord Chaitanya's pastime when he's traveling throughout South India. Because what is he giving? Lord Chaitanya has come to give the highest thing. Sometimes people think it's pious activity. Krishna consciousness is pious. If I engage in Krishna consciousness, then maybe in my next life I'll go to the heavenly planets, or my son will pass his exams, or I will get loads of money. That's right. That all happens. It may happen. It may not. But that's not the goal. What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? Anyone? What is the goal? Yeah, it's bhav. Bhav is the goal. Yeah, it's love of God. Yeah. And that is what Lord Chaitanya has come to give. Nothing less. Everything else we may get, but those are all side products of pure devotional service. When you get pure devotional service, you get everything else naturally. So when Krishna goes to Vrindavan, when Krishna's in Vrindavan, in Nandagram, he goes to the forest every day. Every morning he goes to the forest with the cows. He goes to the forest. Someone's phone. Jai. The beauty of mobile phones. So he goes to the forest every morning, and it's described how the gopas all follow him. And as soon as all the Vrajavasis know that Krishna's leaving for the forest, they all come out of their houses. And it said like there's thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Men, women, children. They're all coming out because they know Krishna's leaving. He's leaving for the forest and he's going to be away for the whole day. And they're looking, and then Krishna's leaving, and they're looking. And this happens every morning in the spiritual world. It's a festival. And they're all looking, they're waiting for, they're just seeing when Krishna finally disappears from their eyesight. Sometimes some of them climb on top of the roofs, the gopis, and they're looking. And Krishna's leaving, and what they can see is a cloud of dust from the hooves of the cows. And they're just looking, and then finally Krishna disappears. He's away for the day. You know. And now Krishna's gone. They don't know what to do. It's explained that they're momentarily stunned. So what to do? So what do they do? How do they deal with it? They perform sankirtan. That's how they deal with it. In the spiritual world, they're constantly performing sankirtan. And this sankirtan is in a mood of vipralamba, bhav, because Krishna's gone and they're in separation. And especially the gopis. The gopis are singing, they're singing the songs, and this song is sankirtan. Especially Srimati Radharani singing this mood of separation. And this is what Lord Chaitanya is bringing to this material world. He's bringing Radha Bhav in the mood of separation. And he wants to... two reasons he comes. External and internal. The internal is divided into three. One is that Krishna wants to understand the exalted position of Srimati Radharani. Two, he wants to taste his own mellows. So Krishna is sweetness personified, and Srimati Radharani, she's attached to the personification of sweetness, Krishna. So Krishna's thinking, what is it that's attracting Radharani so much that's in me? So let me experience that thing which is in me. So therefore he comes in a mood of Srimati Radharani. And the third reason is, the third internal reason is that he wants to taste the bliss that Srimati Radharani is tasting also. And the external reason is, by all these mellows and moods and baths combined, he's tasting it, and at the same time, he wants to give it out to every living entity within the universe. So this is Lord Chaitanya's purpose. And sometimes we think, oh, the internal mood and the external mood. Okay, one's more important than the other. It is, and at the same time it isn't, because they're both connected. Lord Chaitanya only wants to give because he's feeling the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani, she's the most compassionate. She's actually more merciful than Krishna. And this is why Lord Chaitanya is called Namo Mahavadanaya, the most beneficent and compassionate incarnation, because that's Srimati Radharani. And he wants to... It's like when you pour water in a cup, and you just keep pouring it, until eventually it's going to overflow. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is feeling. He's feeling so much bhav coming in the mood of Radharani that he just wants to give it. So he's just giving it out to everyone. So in one sense, they're linked, those two reasons. And also the gopis in Vrindavan, their mood is, especially the manjaris, their mood is to attract others to Krishna, to bring others to the rasa dance. The manjaris, they're not even interested so much in having their own relationship with Krishna like that. They're just into serving Srimati Radharani. And they bring others to Krishna. So it's said that you can't approach Krishna directly. You have to get Radharani's mercy. Yeah, and of course, we're not qualified to approach Srimati Radharani directly either. So who do we approach? We approach the Sakis and the Manjaris. And who are they? They're over there. The Vaishnava Acharyas. They're all Manjaris, they're all the Sakis. So following their instructions, following their order, then we become qualified for Srimati Radharani's mercy, and this way Krishna's mercy. And this is the Sankirtan, purpose of the Sankirtan movement. And this is what Lord Chaitanya has come to bring. Nothing less. He hasn't come to give us pious credits. He hasn't come to give us, you know, to take away our sinful reaction. That will all happen. That's just a byproduct of pure devotional service. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is bringing, is Prema Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya is walking in a road. His purpose, although this chapter is he's visiting all of the holy places, but that isn't his goal, to visit the holy places. That's just an excuse. He wants to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. And he's walking. When we go to places, when we go to Vrindavan, we go on a jet, you know, when we're always driving somewhere, right? Prabhupada said in Kali Yuga, everyone's driving at breakneck speed. Literally. If you have an accident, what's the first thing that happens? The ambulance come out and they put your neck in a brace. Yeah. Breakneck speed. We're just interested in the destination. But we don't care what's in between. That's passing at 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. Or even, yeah, sometimes people drive at 120. So that's all just passing by. We're just interested in a destination. But that's not all Chaitanya's mood. He's interested in everything. That's why he's walking. Yeah, of course he's a sannyasi. In those days, the sannyasis would generally walk barefoot, because in those days the shoes were quite, they had these pointed shoes, and they weren't kind of practical for walking. They didn't have Nike or Skechers. So you would, if you're walking on Parikrama, you would go barefooted. So Lord Chaitanya is walking. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could have a chariot. You know, he could have so many things, horses, but he just chooses to walk. He's a sannyasi. And the devotees from Jagannath Puri wanted to come with him, but Lord Chaitanya said no, because they will get disturbed from all my austerity. They don't like, the devotees didn't like Lord Chaitanya performing so much austerity. But he said, I'm a sannyasi, this is what we do. So he's walking. He's walking, and what is he doing? He's chanting. He's chanting. Here it says he's chanting this Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava mantra. And he doesn't say he's chanting a Maha mantra. this mantra, I mean, the name of Krishna's in it, the name of Ram's in it. But the Maha mantra is mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adilila, chapter 14, 145 to 146. There's the Maha mantra is mentioned, although it's not mentioned in its entirety anywhere in the CC. Am I right or wrong? Yeah? Yeah, the Maha mantra is not. So quite often devotees say, well, you know, did Lord Chaitanya chant the Maha mantra? Did he? That's a controversial subject. We're going somewhere else now. I don't really want to go there, actually, because I don't know myself. But it's said that Rupa Goswami says that Lord Chaitanya was always chanting the name of Hari. It says in the CC over and over again, he was chanting the name of Hari, 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 and the other names of Krishna. So it kind of suggests he was chanting the Maha Mantra. So wherever he goes, Lord Chaitanya is giving prema to people. So he's walking on the road, he's walking, and people just by seeing him, or just by embracing him, Lord Chaitanya will just embrace anyone. Someone would be coming from the village, and Lord Chaitanya would just embrace them. And in this way, they'd just be like, jumping up and down, chanting. Or if they touch these lotus feet, they touch the dust. And then they would go somewhere else. They would go to their village. And they would preach to everyone in their village and turn them into devotees. The family, the friends, everyone. Like this, Yare Deke Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh, Amara Agnaya Guru Hana, Tara E Desh. So this is Lord Chaitanya's order. Lord Chaitanya, his purpose of traveling is to, he says that you should, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna, and especially preach them about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, become a spiritual master. And whoever you meet, liberate them. This is Lord Chaitanya's order. And Prabhupada said this should be our order also. It should be our order. We should follow that order. We should preach Krishna consciousness vigorously. We shouldn't be lazy. Because this is what Lord Chaitanya is doing here. He's not staying back. All comfortable. Preaching means, Prabhupada said, it means accepting a little discomfort. You have to. You can't preach and not have to accept a little bit of austerity. These two things come hand in hand. Which means that we have to, in order to preach, we have to come out of our comfort zone. Yeah? Just like if someone said, I want you to go out in Harinam today, and you look out the window and it's raining, like it was the other day. And in the middle you think, oh no, Maybe another day, Prabhu. It's raining today. Let me just check the weather forecast on my phone. Oh, on Saturday, it's nice and sunny. It's a nice weather on Saturday. We'll come on Saturday. So today is nice weather. And we're going to have a Mahaharinam in London. Glorifying Kadabhakarana Swami for his amazing lifelong service. So we have to come out of our comfort zone. Whether it rains, whether it's cold, it doesn't matter. Actually, the more austerity you do for Krishna, the more bliss we get. When we joined many, many years ago, over 30 years ago, we did a Bhakti program 6 months and then we were out. We were out traveling in vans, distributing books throughout the whole of the country. It was me, Adi Guru, my brother, Dharanish, even Neela Madhava, the Pujari. And we would take freezing cold bucket bath in the morning. Cold. But we didn't think twice because, why? Because everyone was doing it and it was normal. It was normal. And when something's the norm, it's no longer a real austerity. But actually, by doing it, you develop a sweet taste. Why? It's not the austerity, it's the fact that you're doing it for Krishna. Yeah? Just like people in India, they get up early in the morning, they bathe in the Ganga, even in the winter time. But they have faith. By doing this, I'm going to become purified. But there's not real sweet taste there. The sweetness isn't there. Why? Because they're not doing it to please Krishna. The sweetness comes when you please Krishna. And Krishna has come to give us the sweetest thing. In the mood of Lord Chaitanya, he's come to give us the sweetest thing, and that is Madhurya Ras. That's very sweet. So when we do austerities as devotees, especially when it's connected to preaching, it's very, very sweet and very nice. I remember actually wanting it to be cold because I was getting such a nice taste from this austerity because we were doing it to please Krishna and the Guru, and I could feel Krishna reciprocating. And I actually wanted it to be, you know, my philosophy became the colder it is, the better, you know, seriously. I remember at the end of the Sankirtan, one day we were in Nottingham, and it was the marathon, and it was so cold. It was snowing that day. And me and my brother were walking back to the car, and I didn't think we were going to make it. It was that, because you'd been on the street. Imagine you'd been on the street for 8 hours, nonstop. And now you had to walk. It was a long walk. But it was so cold that day. But it's amazing, you get this sweetness from it. I'm not saying that we should all go out and be austere. That's not the goal. The purpose is to fulfill the order of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya wants us to preach. That's the purpose. Whether we do it on a sunny day or a cold day, doesn't matter. We just do it. Because that's what pleases Krishna and Guru. And then this way we get the highest taste. And Krishna's given us the highest thing. Prabhupada says this is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The Lord's order should be ours too. Like that. So, you know, Lord Chaitanya's God. And he's traveling on the road and he's meeting people. And his purpose is to liberate the entire universe. So he's God And he's meeting people. So, you know, who are we? We're not God. God's doing it. So why shouldn't we do it? He wants us to do it. Recently we had a festival in Liverpool. There was two festivals there. There was George Harrison Festival. But we had our own festival. Myself, Adi Guru, Samara Hari Prabhu, Brahmacharya. We didn't even know the George Harrison Festival was going on. Weeks ago, we booked a hall on the 20th. I don't know, actually, we booked it on the 12th. But it was a Kaddishi that day, so we changed it to the 23rd, which was 2 days before the George Harrison program. And Adi Guru booked the hall. And when we got there, the hall was, it was in the most rundown area you could imagine. It made Canning Town look like a five-star holiday resort. So, but actually, I always wanted to preach in these kind of areas, because as this gone, we just seem to be hitting all the upper middle class people, and all these working class people. They're not getting any opportunity. So it seems like Krishna fulfilled my desire here. But anyway, the day came. We was in anxiety. We were thinking, oh, it's so run down. The whole area is so run down. No one's going to come, you know. You have these anxiety. For a week, we did Harinam. We were giving out leaflets. We were distributing books. The Brahmacharis from the Manam were there. Samara Hari Prabhu. So put in a lot of effort. And then on the day, it was a success. Over 50 people came. There were mainly just all Western people. And Liverpool hasn't had any real Krishna conscious input for many, many years. And the people were really amazing, actually. It was a wonderful program. So the point is that we should just, preaching means just doing it and depending on Krishna for the result. We shouldn't be attached to the result. The result Krishna will give. Yeah. And Krishna, I can see this week, this program that we did, Krishna, he actually took care of everything. But he just wants us to sincerely make an effort. And then he will take care of everything. Yeah. So this is the purpose of the Krishna Conscious Movement. Srila Prabhupada says the Lord Chaitanya's movement is the Sankirtan movement. That's what it is. Yeah. So here it's explained that Lord Chaitanya, he was chanting the holy name and he was converting everyone into Vaishnavism, or devotees of Krishna. There were even devotees of Ram, it's explained in a previous verse, Lord Nrisimhadev. There were devotees of Lakshmi Narayan. But upon meeting Lord Chaitanya, they all started chanting the holy name. Yeah. Because Lord Chaitanya has come to give us the highest thing, which we explained earlier. Madhurya Ras. But upon giving the highest thing, he's also giving everything else as well. He's giving Vraja Bhakti. And this is what you get through the Maha Mantra. With other mantras, the most you'll get is Vaikuntha. Yeah? But only the Maha Mantra will give you make your destination Krishna.